Hi there! Today we have a new episode of the English Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to englishonline.com.br and click Podcast English Online. Today let's focus on a couple of popular expressions that use legal terms. What do I mean by legal? Legal means related to the legal system or to laws and regulations. So one of the expressions has the word verdict. That's V-E-R-D-I-C-T, verdict. The word itself means pretty much the same as veredito in Portuguese. However, people ask, what's the verdict? A lot in everyday conversation when they want to know about a decision someone has made or should have made or their opinion on something. Let me illustrate the use of this expression with examples I found on Twitter. A girl, let's call her Jane, wrote this. Who's tasted the new Lean 95 coconut flavor? What's the verdict? Listen again. Jane wrote, who's tasted the new Lean 95 coconut flavor? What's the verdict? So, Lean 95 is a product. I actually don't know what kind of product it is, but it doesn't matter. It's a product, and it comes in different flavors. So, apparently, there's a new flavor, coconut, and Jane wanted to know who had tasted the new flavor, and then she asked, what's the verdict? What do you think? If you have tasted the new coconut flavor, what's your opinion? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Is it good, bad, so-so? What's the verdict? Here's another example from the search results on Twitter. Northhurst College, which is in the UK, had this question in their timeline. What's the verdict? How was 2012 for your business? They want to know how your business did in 2012, in case you own a business, of course. How well or how badly it performed? Were you able to expand your business or has it shrunk? Have you found new customers? How much did you spend versus the profit you made? In other words, what's the verdict for 2012? How was 2012 for your business? What's the verdict? And one more before we move on. Let's say your friends were talking about spending the weekend at the beach, only they couldn't decide yesterday where they wanted to go. You had to leave early, so you have no idea what's been decided, if anything. Today you run into your friend Kevin, who was there yesterday, and you asked him, so what's the verdict? Where are we going this weekend? What have you guys decided? Have you guys come to a decision? Where are we going on the weekend? What's the verdict? Alrighty, here's our second expression of today. The jury is still out. You know what a jury is, a group of people who have to judge and give their verdict on something. Here's the expression again, the jury is still out. You know when during the process of a trial, the members of the jury go into a little room to discuss and make a decision about some legal matter? They haven't come to a conclusion yet. They're still deciding, right? They're still in the room. That's what the jury is still out means. Although, when we use that expression, we're not talking about an actual jury. We're just saying that something has not been decided yet. It hasn't been determined. There is no final answer yet. The jury is still out. Here's an example from a Twitter post. This guy, let's call him John. John posted, Twitter is either a blessing in my life or a total disgrace. Jury is still out. What does that mean? John said that Twitter may be one of two things, a very good thing in his life, a blessing, or total disgrace, which is really an awful thing. So apparently, John can't decide whether Twitter is good or bad, whether it's helpful or just a time waster. Maybe he just has no idea, and that's why he writes the jury is still out. The jury is still out on whether Twitter is a blessing or a disgrace. So what about you? Maybe the jury is still out on where you're going to spend New Year's Eve. Is the new soap opera going to be a hit? Jury is still out on that one. What are your examples? Talk to you next time.